chapter number 13 of the book of Numbers tonight. And I appreciate being at the High Point Camp Meeting. It has been a while since I have preached here. And it is just a real joy to be in the house of the Lord with you tonight. Always, always good to be able to come, see good friends, and I thank the Lord for that. And I want you to look at chapter 13, if you would, the book of Numbers tonight. And I want to begin reading at a familiar passage of the Word of God, verse number 25. And the reason tonight that I want to preach on this man, Caleb, tonight, I was dealing with him some time ago at Calvary. And I just want to say this tonight, that Caleb is one of the most interesting people to me in the Word of God. I love just studying his life and a little bit about Caleb. Our associate pastor normally sings in our choir as well. Our associate pastor some time ago gave me a book. Actually a series of books that I have in my office, and they are about different people in the Word of God. And one of those people is the man Caleb. And I'm glad that there's some Calebs still around that still believe that faith is the way to live for God. Amen. I said this to the church, I want to say this to you tonight. Do you realize tonight that everything in your life is based on faith? Do you realize tonight your salvation is faith? You're going to heaven by faith. You're trusting God every day of your life simply by faith. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Very familiar passage. Let's just look at it together. Verse number 25, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. They went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Now hold your spot there. I want to read a little more. But I want you to grab a hold of something right here. And sometimes I preach messages a few times, and it seems like every time I do, something different jumps out at me as I'm looking in the Word of God. I want you to think about this, but all of the spies, all 12 of them, saw the same thing. The 10 that came back, that were shaken a little bit, they did not come back and say, it's not what God said it is. It's not what God told us. But they came back and they said, just like Joshua and Caleb, it is everything that God said it would be. Now, friend, that tells us that when God led them to Canaan and He led them to this place, it was exactly what God said it would be. All of them saw it. Now look back at verse number 28. Nevertheless, that's a big word in this chapter, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. They brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched in the children of Israel, saying, the land the which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. That we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Now listen, it is not always right to listen to the majority. Amen. Just stand there a minute, gives you a chance not to sweat in the seat. Listen, it's not always right to listen. Hey, if the majority were right in America today, we would push God out of everything. We would drop, because listen, the majority of America today don't like old time religion. They don't like Jesus. But friend, you know why today we are still where we are? There is a remnant that has not bowed the knee and has stood for God in this day, and God is honored and God has blessed that. If you'll stay with me for about the next 25 minutes, I want to preach tonight on this thought. What faith produces. What faith produces. I want you to see what faith produced in the life of Caleb. And it can be the same in your life if you'll let it. You can go ahead and be seated. In this great chapter of the Word of God, we have statements like, Lord, give me this mountain. We have statements throughout this book like, we be well able, and so much more. What was the difference in Caleb and everyone else, and Joshua and everyone else? Can I tell you this? Every pastor, every man of God thanks God for the people God puts in his church that are people of faith, and they trust God and they love God and they want to live for God. And friend, can I tell you this? I believe tonight, and I believe you'd agree with this, we serve the same God tonight that Joshua served and Caleb served, and we serve the same God of Jeremiah and Elijah. What, we serve the same God of James and John. He has not changed. He is the same today. He is the same tomorrow, and he'll be the same forever. He does not change. I want you to notice tonight in the Word of God several things about Caleb's faith that you and I should possess. Number one, I want you to see this tonight, that faith brings peace. Faith brings peace. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, notice those spies came back, and 10 of them come back, and they said, this land is everything that God said it would be. But they said, but yet, oh listen, there are giants in that land. There are so many adversaries. There's no way possible that we could go in. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. I can see everybody there beginning to get nervous. And some of them said, man, we're going to die right here. And others of them thinking, there's no way. Why would God lead us out here? I can see them get in a frenzy as their faith began to waver, and they began to blame God's man. Matter of fact, they even wanted to stone Moses because of that report. And then after all that happened, Caleb said, hey, be still. Yeah. Amen. Caleb said, wait a minute. Caleb said, wait a minute. Caleb stilled the people. You know what? When everybody else is wringing their hands and everybody else is worried to death, maybe some old boys done run down to CVS and grabbed him a Xanax. Maybe somebody else is thinking, man, we ain't never going to make it. Oh, Caleb's sitting over there and he ain't worried about a thing. You know why? Because Caleb was a man of faith. Caleb believed that God could do anything, and faith brings peace in your life. Amen. I want you to notice tonight that Caleb stilled the people before God when panic was setting in. I want to say this to you tonight. That's why the world don't understand when we go through difficult times in our life. And we go through times when the world would almost want to throw their hands up and they'd want to quit. We go through times in our life when the world would want to say, hey, I don't know how in the world you still got a smile on your face. I'll tell you why, buddy, because in the midnight hour when everybody else says all hope is gone, I'm glad we got the sweet Holy Ghost living on the inside of us, and he gives us peace in our life when there seems to be no peace. Somebody said, how'd you make it through that? All you can tell them is, only thing I know is it had to be God. Hey, old Caleb said, it's faith, friend. He stilled the people. Faith brings peace. Amen. Oh, listen, there's some of you here tonight. I try to go a different direction with preaching tonight, and I'm always aware that my folks are here and they hear me preach a lot, and I thought going a different direction, and boy, the more I tried to do it, the more the Lord said, I'm sending y'all down there to be a help tonight, and I want you to be a help. And I thought about this, and how many of you may be here tonight, and listen, you know what I'm talking about. Man, there have been nights you want to pull the covers over your head. There have been mornings you don't want to get out of bed. There's been times in your life you're trying to think, man, I don't want to have to face this. But all of a sudden, hallelujah, coming inside of that bedroom, hey, meeting with you, riding in the car, stepping inside of your life will be the Lord Himself, and He'll give you peace in your life like you never knew. Peace that passes all understanding. Amen. That's why a saint of God can stand by a graveside when everybody else thinking, man, there's no reason to go on. And that child of God can tap that old casket, that hope chest, and go by that child of God, Brother Tim, and just say, see you later. Amen. Buddy, that's faith. Hey, listen, can I tell you this? The world, hallelujah, I'm feeling about like preaching now. The world don't give you that kind of peace. Music don't give you that kind of peace. No preacher will give you that kind of peace. Buddy, when you have that kind of peace, it don't come but from one, and that's from the Lord Himself. That's the kind of peace God gives us tonight. Amen. Faith brings peace. Number two. I have 4 points, no sub-points, no nothing. 4 points and I'm done. Amen. My people wasn't that fortunate Sunday. Number two, not only does faith bring peace, but I want you to watch this. Faith produces passion. Amen. Now I'm going to tell y'all this. I hate being around a bunch of cramp meeting Baptists. Amen. I don't want to sound mean, and I wouldn't dare tell you if it's one of them in here tonight, but there are some people that go to my church. When I walk out of my office on Sunday morning and I head up to the auditorium, I'm not going to walk by and ask them how they're doing, what kind of week they've had. I'm going to try my best to get up on the platform and get up out with Brother James as quick as I can, because they ain't never had a good day. Everything's always going wrong. Friend, that ought not be the way we ought to be. If all God ever did for us was save us from going to hell, that's more than you deserve. That's more than I deserve. We ought to have a passion for the things of God. Amen. Look back in your Bible. I want you to notice we see the peace here in the Bible. We see where Caleb stilled the people. But then Caleb said, let us go up at once. Let us go up at once. I don't believe Caleb looked at him and said, well, let's give it a shot. Huh? I meet so many Baptists bloom despair and agony on me. Huh? I mean, they ought to be singing in a Maybury jail. Hey, man. I meet so many people and they act like God's dead and they act like God can't. People say, preacher, what's God doing up in Statesville? I say everything God wants to do, and He'd do a whole lot more if we just had the faith and that we'd get excited and we'd have a passion and we believe that God is able to do anything. And friend, can I say this to you tonight? Let's get excited about our faith and excited about what God can do. Hey, let's get excited about faith. Amen. I believe if you got around old Caleb, I believe it wouldn't be long. I believe it wouldn't be long. He'd get you stirred up. Amen. Listen, old Caleb had zeal. Faith stirs the heart to get moving. He said, let's go up at once. But wait a minute, Caleb. There's giants in the land. Let's go. Wait a minute, Caleb. You got to understand, we look like a bunch of grasshoppers. Let's go. We'll hippity hop all over them. Amen? Hey, can I tell you what? Hey, they wasn't a bunch of soldiers anyway. That crowd didn't know how to fight anyway. I'll tell you who fought their battles and who's going to fight this battle. And it's going to be the Lord of glory that fights that battle. The same one that got them there is the same one that's going to get them home, and nothing will change that. Amen. I'll say this to you tonight. Listen now. Faith produces passion. Amen. We ought to get passionate about the things of God. Let me just chase a little bitty rabbit here. Just a little small rabbit. I'm amazed how we're passionate about everything but God. Amen. I mean, I'm one of these people. My wife would tell you, if I'm in, I'm in. Right? If I'm going to do something, I'm not going to do it halfway. I'm not going to act like I'm just dreading every minute of it. If I get in the pulpit, I want to preach with passion. If I go ride a bicycle up a mountain, I want to climb it with passion and some breath. And I'm telling you, if I get to that place in my life where I lose my zeal and my fire and my passion, God help me, we need to be people that are passionate about the things of God. Amen. Number three, ain't got before. Number three, look back. Bible said Caleb stilled the people, said, let us go up at once. There's that passion. There's that peace. And then he said, now watch this, don't get quiet, and possess it. Faith provides possessions. Amen. I'm going to walk here a second. If it starts squawking, I'll run back. I want you to listen to this. Everything in my life, you got to understand, when God saved me and called me to preach, my wife and I struggled like anybody. We lived in that little, and I tell people this everywhere I preach, we lived in that little 1464 mobile home, walked on the deck by faith. Amen. Hoping it wouldn't fall in when you got in the door. I mean, what it's like for bread and milk and eggs to be on the front porch on the morning we got up, where somebody stopped by and helped us out. I remember a truck I used to have. I'd put 7 gallons of oil in it and a couple quarts of gas. Amen. Hey, but I'll tell you this, never had a mosquito problem anywhere near the house. Amen, right there. But I want to tell you this. Every now, Lord, I'm about to have church now. Every now and then I'll be riding on that lawnmower behind my house, or I'll look at what God's blessed me with, and I realize, wow, hallelujah, everything I have, I owe it all to God. It's all by faith. Everything I have, I owe to the Lord. It's all by faith tonight. Amen. You think for just a minute how good God's been to you. Praise God, put food on your table, clothes on your back, met every need, took care of you. Hey, think about it. That's what faith produces. Hey, that's what faith produces. Hey, God can meet the needs in your church. God can meet the needs in your family. God can meet the needs in the ministry. There ain't nothing too hard for God. Friend, we don't have to walk around with our head down. He don't just own the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the hills they're standing on. He owns the streams underneath. Buddy, he owns it all. Hey, faith produces possessions. Amen. That's exactly right. I got news for you, friend. Listen, I mow my yard every week. Or my wife, if I'm out of town, she mows it. And I try to be out of town all I can, so she'll do it. She's got where she likes to mow, and I haven't told her yet that it's really not something fun. Amen. But anyway, I that lawnmower, I've been on that thing now, and I'll be at Calvary in September, 16 years. Hard to believe. 17 years. in October. Lord, that's too long. Amen. 17 years in October. At lawnmower I mowed that yard with when I went to Calvary. We bought that house, had 2 acres of land. I ain't never had no 2 acres of land. Never had no 2 acres. I'm talking about most of it grass. And I told one of the deacons, he's in heaven now. I said, man, that's a whole lot of grass. He said, preacher, you ain't got to worry about that. I said, why? He said, they got one of them Husqvarna dealers up the road. Let's go get you a lawnmower. I said, well, praise God. You know, I knew we were going to get pushed more, bagger, whatever, 2 acres, you know, several hours, 7-8 hours, we could get it up. I go up there, 17 years ago, bought me that zero-turn mower. Wrote a check, $5,000, said, I want my preacher to have a good lawnmower. I'm still mowing on it 17 years later, same lawnmower. Every time I go riding through that, Lord have mercy. Every time I go riding around that backyard, I get to think about, Lord, even the lawnmower I'm sitting on, you provided for me in my life. Friend, I'm going to tell you what, I don't have a sad story. God's been good to me, better to me than I deserve. I hate getting around a bunch of crap Baptists, just old crabby people. Act like God's dead. Well, no. I mean, listen, I'll go preach at a church sometime. I'll be there 10 minutes and I'm plumb depressed. I'm ready to go home. Amen. I mean, Lord, I get there and they tell me how bad it is and God ain't done this and God ain't done that. And we ain't seen God. And I thought, my Lord, if we're going to try to have revival, let's don't come in here and act like God can't do anything. Let's come in here and say, it's about time God showed up and God did something. Number four. Faith produces passion. Faith produces peace. Faith produces possessions. But I like the words old Caleb said in this chapter. He said, we be well able. Faith produces power. I can do all things. I preached for a preacher years ago. He said, Brother Hazel, I want to give you a little thought. Write it down in your Bible. He said, I believe that you could preach a sermon with this. And he said, write this down. So I wrote it down. And here's a little thought. It's not you, but it's what's in you. Amen. Friend, I got news for you. There's a greater power source on the inside of you than there is in this world. And there ain't nothing God can't do. He's big enough to do it. All power, Jesus said, is given unto me in heaven and earth. Hey, we serve a mighty God and we have that power living in us. Amen. Faith produces power. Some of y'all right now, you've seen that faith, that power come in, and God work a miracle. God moves something you thought would never move. God changed something you thought would never change. You look back on it and you were scratching your head now, thinking, how in the world did that ever happen? How in the world, Brother Spaulding, did that ever happen? Hey, can I tell you this? Friend, when I can't, he can. When I can't, he can. And when I can, he still can. Amen. There is nothing God cannot do. Amen. So tonight, I simply preached on what faith produces. Listen, I've had people walk up to me and say, oh, so you're a man of the cloth, a man of faith, a man of what, you know. And I think, man, if I had the kind of faith that I ought to have, it is no telling what I can see God do. Y'all ain't going to believe this, but I'll just be totally honest with you. Every now and then I doubt. Y'all, and I know y'all flew in here. I saw your wings and halos in the back. Yeah, right. I know. Every now and then, I kind of rustle around under the covers at night because I can't get no peace because I'm all worried about something that I ought to just give to God. Amen. But boy, those times, Brother Rick, when faith steps in. Amen. Can I say something to you tonight? Put your faith where it belongs. This is camp meeting. I understand what this is. You folk are sitting here 95 degrees in September when we came here today. It's hot in here right now. Some of y'all look like you're about to fall out on the floor. Amen. I'm loving every minute of it. Every time I holler and sweat, that's a little more M&Ms I can eat. Amen. I'm working out. Hallelujah is what I'm doing. I'm a working out. Amen. I'm already got another small bag burned already. Amen. Won't you listen to me? Tonight you come in here, this is probably cream of the crop of churches represented. People that pay the price, take the time, come to this meeting. I ain't going over there and sit no hot and listen to no preacher holler. Well, that's the kind of folks that ain't getting nothing done. But you come over here, and you're here, but maybe there's something you need God to do. Somewhere you like to see God show up, God move. Amen? That's what faith does. That's what faith does. Stand to your feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, thank you tonight for the great liberty to preach. Thank you for these dear men that pay the price to hold this meeting, keep it going. Lord, this is dying across our country, but I thank you for men that keep on holding up the standard for old-time religion. Lord, I pray you'd help me tonight now during this invitation. Preacher wanted me to give the invitation. And I pray you'd just help tonight. Lord, I pray you'd help tonight. Miss Abby, can you, I don't know if there's a mic over there. Brother James, you might could come hold one if there isn't. Miss Abby, could you come? She's one of the young ladies in my church. Could you maybe get to the piano? Maybe you could sing a little something for me.